And by the way, in case you don't know, his real name is Saul Hudson. Not as cool as Slash, but not bad anyway. The Appetite for Destruction album is great. Almost every song is great on there. Inspired by living in L.A., as a matter of fact. Slash remembers walking down the Sunset Strip, drinking, and singing. What was he drinking? Night Train! Night Train is a high potency, 18%, really, really inexpensive wine that Skid Row drunks drink. Yeah. And they didn't have much money back then, so they bought themselves some Night Train, or maybe some Mad Dog 2020. And here is Slash recalling how that song came about.
Izzy and I started working on the dan-dan-dan-dan kind of thing, and then moved on to the verses. And I remember I got really sick with strep throat and was down at this chick's house, staying there in bed. And then Duff and him carried on from there. And then I came in 2 days later, and we finished off the song. I do remember walking around singing the lyrics to that on Holloway. And I remember we were walking around drinking Night Train and singing about Night Train, and I think that's what influenced Axl's lyric.
Night Train. Mick Jagger's been working on this album forever. I mean, forever. Is it ever going to come out? Here's Mick Jagger.
We recorded some that the same time as we did Ghost Town, we recorded a bunch of tracks. So actually, I've been finishing off the vocals and some other instruments on them and doing some mixes on them. So I'm working on it. And we've got to get together and do a couple more sessions, I think, you know. And we're not really going to get together right now, you know, but what we've already done sounds pretty good to me, you know.
So don't hold your breath. You heard a little piece of the song Scarlet, which is actually recorded in 1974 with Jimmy Page. Here's the Mick Jagger about that song.
I just said, let's try this out. I don't know how it's going to work out. So we ran through this amongst other things, and then Keith and I just focused on it. And then since then, I completely forgotten about it. And I rang Jimmy Page up, and I didn't remember anything. Jimmy Page remembered everything. No, I was doing this, and this was the person that played on it. And he seemed so certain about it. Anyway, so obviously we had to mix it and like put maracas on it, like you would finish the track, you know, I can't have it without maracas. And here it is as one of the extra tracks that we've put on Goat's Head Soup.
I'm sure the maracas make the song.